弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace to you, be with you all.
愿主耶稣的恩惠、平安、喜乐跟我们弟兄姊妹同在。
May the peace, grace, and joy of the Lord be with you always.
我们早上来学习保罗所教导我们的一句话。
And this morning, let's study a few words Paul has taught us.
就是不可徒受主的恩典。
And that is to not to receive the grace of God in vain.
这句话我们每一个人都必须要去很注意我们是不是有这样子来遵照这样的一个教导。
And this is a phrase that we have to think about. We have to think about if we have followed this teaching.
因为我们每一个人都是从主那边得到很多的恩典啊。
Because we have all received abundant blessings from God.
所以我们不可以来徒受主的恩典。
So we must not receive his blessings in vain.
我们看哥林多后书第六章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书六章第一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 1.
请念。
2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 1.We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain.
这边哥林多后书第六章保罗来教导哥林多教会一个很重要的、很切身的一个教导不可以来徒受主的恩典啊。
So here in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul was teaching the church in Corinth to not receive the grace of God in vain.
这边六章第一节开始保罗阐述他自己是跟神同工的。
So starting with the beginning of chapter 6, Paul was talking about how he was working with God.
他用他跟神同工来描述自己的职分。
He is using his partnership with God, or his working with God, to describe his ministry.
这是一个非常荣耀的一个职分啊。
And this ministry or duty is very honorable.
有时候我们知道有一些比较出名的人或许他们跟我们住在同一个区我们就觉得说也蛮骄傲的。
And sometimes when we find out someone famous lives in the same neighborhood as us, then we find that to be honor.
或是有一个有名的人跟我们同一个学校毕业有时候我们也会在口上面讲话的时候也会提起。
If we find out that someone famous graduates from the same schools as us, then we might bring it up in a conversation.
不要说一个拿到一个诺贝尔奖的人刚好跟我们是同一个公司啊。
And or a Nobel Prize winner happens to go to the same school as us.
但是不管人在世上的成就怎么样在神的眼中。都是非常的微小的。
No matter how accomplished we are in this world, all our accomplishments are really insignificant in God's eye.
所以在身上就说我们自夸，我们要夸口，要指的主，指的神来夸口啊。
So when we boast, we should boast about God.
所以保罗这边描述说他是跟神同工的。
Here Paul says that he works with God.
这是一个非常让我们值得去让我们值得安慰值得欣慰的一件事情啊。
This is something we should find comfort in.
在哥林多前书第三章那边也提到说，我们是与神同工的。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 also talks about how we are workers together with God.
所以保罗说他是以跟神同工的。来劝你们就在保罗他来劝我们。
Here Paul writes, he is pleading with us as a worker together with God.
这边劝有指的也请求的意思把以下这件事非常重要的事情来请求我们一定要做到。
Here pleading means to entreat, to ask us to fulfill the things listed below.
我们从神那边得到很多的福气恩典患难的时候的拯救。
We have received many grace and blessings from God, and we have received his deliverance in our trials.
我们对神的恩典我们不可以来徒受。
And we must not receive his grace in vain.
什么是徒受主的恩典？
So what does it mean to receive His grace in vain?
就是对神的拯救、神的帮助、神给我们的回应，我们没有任何的反应。
And that is to have no response to His deliverance and salvation.
对神的恩惠，我们没有任何的回报。这个就是徒受神的恩典了。
To receive God's grace in vain also means we do not repay His grace.
在历代志下里面提到说，西西家王有一次他患了不治之症。
So in Second Chronicles mentions that one time King Hezekiah had a certain illness.
神医治了他。
And God healed him.
但是他没有照所得到的恩惠。来回应神啊。
But he did not repay God God's blessing and grace.
所以这个就是来徒受主的恩典啊。
And that is to receive God's blessing in vain.
在马太福音二十五章那边有提到才干的比喻。
In Matthew 25, it mentions the parable of the talents.
有拿五千的、两千的、一千的。
And there are servants who received five talents, two talents, and one talent.
就好比我们今天从神那边得到不同的恩赐啊，不同的恩典一样啊。
It's as if today we receive different blessings from God.
若是我们跟那个拿一千的一样啊，把神给我们的才干把它埋在土里面，这个就是来徒受。
If we're like those servants, the servant who would receive one talent and bury our blessings and talents, then we are receiving God's grace in vain.
神给我们恩典很多，神给我们的恩赐很丰富，但是我们却把它放在土里面，没有去做管理。
And God has blessed us with so many talents, but we have not managed them well. Instead, we just buried it in the ground.
神看到会很难过的。
And if God sees us doing that, then He will be really sad.
因为我们是徒受他给我们这么丰富的恩典啊。
Because that is the sort of action is to receive His grace in vain.
所以我们读的六章第一节呢，我们就知道说我们要听保罗的劝，我们不可以来徒受主的恩典。
So after reading 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 1, we know that we must not receive God's grace in vain.
我们要照我们所领受的恩典，我们来回应神，来回报神啊。
Instead, we should repay God according to the grace and blessings He has bestowed us.
我们要怎么做才是不徒受主的恩典呢？
So what shall we do so that we are not receiving God's grace in vain?
当然每一个人他回报神的方式不一样。
Of course, each person repays the grace of God in different way.
因为神给我们每一个人恩赐不一样，所以我们每一个人的感动也不一样。
And because God has blessed us in different ways with different talents, so He has moved us and touched us in different way.
但是早上我们来学习保罗跟我们所分享的他怎么样来回报神。
So this morning, I'd like to share about how has God touched Saul, Paul in his life.
保罗怎么样来回报神？
And how did Paul repay God?
我们来学习保罗来回报神的方式，可以来用在我们的身上啊。
And we can also learn about how do we apply the way in which Paul repaid God into our life.
我看哥林多后书六章同一章第三节跟第四节。
So let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 3 and 4.
哥林多后书六章第三节我们第三节跟第十节这边提到保罗用两种方式来回报神。
So here, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 3 and 4, it mentions two different ways that in which Paul repaid God.
我们看第一个在第三节。
So let's read the first way, which is in verse 3.
我们凡事都不叫人有妨碍。免得这职分被人毁谤这是保罗回报神的第一个方式。
So this is the first method in which God, Paul repaid God.
就是他凡事都不叫人有妨碍啊。
And that is to give no offense in anything.
第二个保罗回报神的方式在第四节。
And the second way is mentioned in verse 4.
反倒在各样的事上。表明自己是神的用人这里是保罗回报神第二个方式， 就是他在各样的事上表明自己是神的用人。
And the second way is to commend himself as a minister of God in all things.
好，那我们来学习一下第一个啊，保罗来回报神的方式，就是凡事啊都不叫人有妨碍。
So let us first study the first way, which is to give no offense in anything.
好，为什么保罗啊凡事不叫人有妨碍呢？
So how did Paul give no offense in anything?
因为他不想要让神的给他这个职分被人家毁谤了。
It is because he did not want anybody to bring reproach to his ministry.
什么是职分？
So what is ministry?
职分啊 ，ministry 啊，职分就是服事的意思哈 ，service 啊。
Ministry means service.
啊，就是我们在服事神的工作。这个就叫我们，就是我们的职分啊。
Ministry means all the service we do for God.
我们每一个人在教会里面多多少少都有做服事的工作。
And to varying degrees, we all serve God at church.
那我们要服事谁啊
？So who shall we serve?
我们服事的对象就是主耶稣啊。
The subject of our service is Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们要回报神，我们不可徒受主的恩典。第一个我们要首先 要注意的就是不可因为我们的缘故让我们服事的工作受到阻碍。
So the first way in which we can prevent receiving God's grace in vain is to make sure that our service is not hindered.
因为每一个人都在服事神啊。
All of us serve God.
我们服事神的目的就是要来回报神的恩典。
The purpose of our service is to repay God's grace.
但是因为我们个人的关系，让人没有办法从我们的服事看到神的话，我们就是来徒受主的恩典啊。
But if for some personal matters or reasons that our service hinders other people from seeing God, then this can become a way in which we receive God's grace in vain.
啊，当然有时候我们有权利。可以做这个，有权利可以做那个。
Of course, sometimes we have the power and authority to do something and another thing.
我们有自由可以做这个事情，我们也有自由可以做那个事情。
Whether the freedom to do this and to do that.
这个权利，这个自由是主耶稣给我们的。
And this power and freedom are granted to us by Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们所做的，所说的。会叫软弱的弟兄跌倒的话，我们一概不做不说。
But whatever things that may cause our brethren to stumble, we must not say or do.
啊，这不是在讨人喜欢， this, 这是在讨神的喜欢呐、啊。
And this is not to find men's favor, but to find God's favor.
啊，若是我们可以少说一句话啊，少争一点面子，可以避免让弟兄跌倒的话，我们就不说，我们也不争了、啊。
If we refrain from saying something or trying to fight for our own face, then in order to prevent a brother from stumbling, then we have to refrain from doing that thing.
免得我们服事的工作啊被人毁谤了。
And this is to prevent others from bringing reproach upon us.
这样子，我们就是在回报神啊。
And this is a method in which we can repay God.
主耶稣啊曾经给我们立下一个很好的榜样。
And Lord Jesus Christ has set a really wonderful example for us.
我们看马太福音十七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 17.
马太福音十七章二十四节。
Matthew 17:24.
十七章二十四节到二十七节哈啊，这边啊提到有一个人啊来向彼得啊。来问他说：“你们的先生就是主耶稣，纳不纳丁税
？”So in this passage from verse 24 to 27, a certain man came to Lord came to disciple and asked if Lord Jesus accept taxes.
啊，彼得二十五节哈，彼得的说纳，他当然我们的主当然纳丁税啦。
And in 25, Peter answered yes.
这个丁税啊，就是圣殿税了啊，按照人口来收的。
The taxes here refers to taxes collected by a temple, and that is based on the census or the population count.
当彼得进来的时候，主耶稣就问他一个问题啊。
And when Peter entered, Lord Jesus asked him,
就世上的君王是跟谁征税的？
What do you think, Simon? For whom do the kings of the earth take customs or taxes?
是跟自己的儿子收税呢，还是跟外人收税呢？
From their sons or strangers?
那彼得说，当然是跟外人收税啊。
Peter said to him, from strangers.
那主耶稣说，既然这样子，儿子就免税了。
Jesus said to him, then the sons are free.
主耶稣讲这句话，问这个问题的意思是什么呢
？So what is the meaning behind Jesus' question here?
主耶稣他说，他跟彼得讲说，他是圣殿的主人，这是圣殿是神的，他是神的儿子，啊，也是这个圣殿主人的儿子。
Lord Jesus told Peter that I am the Son of God and therefore the Master of the Temple.
啊，主耶稣也是圣殿的主人呐，因为他的父亲是圣殿的主人。
Lord Jesus was the master of the temple because his father, the true God in heaven, was the
master of the temple. 既然是圣殿的主人，他当然不用纳丁税了。
And of course, since he was the master of the temple, he did not have to pay taxes.
所以当有人问主耶稣说你要不要纳丁税的时候，主耶稣有这个权利，有这个权柄，他可以不用纳丁税。
Therefore, when the man asked Lord Jesus, pay the taxes, and of course, Jesus is a master of temple. He had the freedom to not pay taxes.
但是主耶稣怎么说呢
？But what did Lord Jesus said?
27节
27.
但恐怕触犯他们啊，主耶稣讲了这句话哈，恐怕触犯他们。
Nevertheless, unless we offend them.
好，主耶稣讲说，恐怕触犯他们。他就叫彼得去 外面 钓鱼，把鱼的口打开，里面有一块钱，做主耶稣跟彼得的钉税啊。
Lord Jesus instructed Peter to go out and fish, and open the mouth of the fish, and you'll find a piece of money, and can take that and use that as a tax.
主耶稣讲说，恐怕触犯他们，就是他不想让这个软弱的人来跌倒了。
Nevertheless, lest we offend them means Lord Jesus did not want the weak man to stumble.
虽然他有权利，他有自由不纳，但是为了避免让别人跌倒，他也还是纳了。
Even though Lord Jesus had the power and freedom to not pay the taxes, in order to prevent that man from stumbling, he still paid.
所以我们今天要学习主的这种精神啊。
So we must learn from the spirit of Lord Jesus here.
我们凡事不叫人有妨碍。
In all things, we must not make other men stumble.
这是一种报答主恩典的方法。
This is a method in which we can repay the grace of God.
好，再来我们看第二个。
Let's look onto the second method.
保罗他报答神主恩典的方法呢，就是要来表明自己是神的用人。
In the second way in which Paul repaid the grace of God was to commend himself as a worker of God.
我们看回来哥林多后书第六章。
Let's turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章第四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 4.
反倒在各样的事上表明自己是神的用人啊。所以保罗要回报神，他这就表明自己是神的用人。
So in order for Paul to repay God, he had to proclaim himself to be declared to be a worker of God.
啊，什么是表明
？So what does it mean to make it clear?
啊，表明就是证明的意思啊，哈，表明自己是神的用人，就是来证明自己是神的用人。
To make it clear that he was a worker of God is to prove that he was a worker of God.
保罗在第六啊，在第四节，我们若是继续读下去，就可以知道了哈。他说他在各样的事情上面表明自己是神的用人呐。
So read further down in verse 4, it says, "In all things he commended himself as a worker of God."
各样的事情是哪些事
？So what are the things in the all things?
今天我们要学习保罗哈，表明自己是神的用人。我们要了解保罗是哪些事情在表明他自己是神的用人。
So we have to first find out in what things exactly did Paul commend himself as a worker of God.
所以从哥林多后书第六章第四节到第十节以这中间提到很多的事情。
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 4 to 10 mentions a lot of things.
我们首先来看第六章第四节到第五节，这边保罗有提到九样患难逼迫磨练的事情。
Let's first read verses 4 and 5. These two verses mention nine different things relating to suffering and tribulation.
我们第四节我们再读一下，反倒在各样的事上表明自己是神的用人，就在许多的忍耐，然后下面就讲的九样保罗在哪些事情他必须要去忍耐，去胜过这些患难的事啊。
So there is patience, tribulations, needs, and distresses, and there are more things to come. And all nine things, Paul talked about how he had to overcome these things.
这些九样患难困苦的事情是在保罗的身内身外所发生的。
And these nine things occurred both within and also externally for Paul.
就是因为这些九样患难的事情呢，保罗胜过了之后呢，能够让他造就了许多从第六节到第七节以下德性属灵德性上面的建立啊。
And after Paul had overcome the nine things listed in 4 and 5, he's able to attain the virtues listed in verses 6 and 7.
第六节跟第七节很多的属灵的德性保罗建立的造就自己啊。
And Paul, so in verses 6 and 7, Paul was able to use those spiritual virtues to build up himself.
也因着这些德性的建立保罗他心中的眼睛打开了。
And also because of the building up provided by these spiritual virtues, Paul's eyes were opened.
保罗他的属灵的境界也提升了。
And Paul's spirituality also elevated.
我们怎么样知道保罗的眼睛打开呢？保罗的属灵的境界提升了呢？
So how do we know that Paul's eyes opened and his spirituality elevated?
我们从第八节到第十节保罗有提到七个侍夫啊，侍夫哈 ，us and yet.
Yes. So if we read verses 8 through 10, it mentions of four yet.
有七个侍夫。
Oh, seven yet.
Us and yet.
As and yet.
这个七个侍夫我们稍微看一下第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
请念到第十节。
Verse 8, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true. 9, as unknown and yet well known, as dying, and behold, we live, as chastened and yet not killed. 10, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things.
这七个可以说是从属世跟属灵观点的一种对比啊。
And so verses 8 through 10, we can see a parallel, a compare and contrast between the spiritual things and the worldly things.
做一个结论这几节圣经做一个结论。
And also making conclusion on these verses.
神的工人他所展现的从世人的观点可能是似乎是负面的。
So on the worldly side of things, Paul portrayed them as being negative.
传福音有时候被人家当作是欺骗人的。
And sometimes when we preach, it seems like we're the deceivers.
传福音好像我们没有什么名声地位。
Seems like when we preach, we don't have any status or good reputation.
我们是贫穷的，是忧愁的，是走向一个绝路的。
And we are poor and worried, and seems like we are approaching despair.
但是神的工人却可以从打开这个属灵的眼睛，从属灵的角度，把这个负面把它转成正面。
But Paul's eyes opened, and he was able to turn the negative things into positive things.
所以我们不是欺骗人的，我们是诚实的。
So we are not deceivers, we are those speaking the truth.
我们不是没有名声地位的，我们是被神所认识的。
We are not of a bad report, we are, or evil report, we are those known by God.
我们不是贫穷的，在神面前我们是富足的。
We are not poor, we are wealthy, or we are rich before God.
在世人面前或许我们是忧愁的，但是我们是充满主里面的喜乐。
Perhaps before other men, we seem sorrowful, but we are rejoicing in the Lord.
我们好像是走向绝路的，但是从属灵的眼光，我们是有生命。
It seems like we might be becoming despondent, but in reality, we have an abundant spiritual life.
所以保罗有这种属灵的眼界。
So Paul has this spiritual eyesight.
我们今天要学习保罗成为一个神的用人，我们也必须要有这种眼界。
If we want to become a servant of God, just as Paul did, we must have the same spiritual eyesight as him.
我们要这种属灵的变化，我们才有办法真正的从里到外表明自己是神的用人。
We must have this same spiritual transformation so that we can commend ourselves as workers of God.
若是我们遇到事情的时候，我们还是用属世的观点去看我们所做的工，我们所遭遇的一切。
If we continue to view our work and all the things that happen to us in a worldly view,
我们不会喜乐的。
If we continue to use this worldly perspective, then we'll never have joy.
我们有时候会迷失了，不知道我们的方向是怎么样。
And we may get lost and lose our sense of direction.
所以神的工人特别是在教会里面带领人的，我们要学习保罗，我们把我们的属灵的境界要提升。
So for those of us who are serving the church, who are workers of God, we must elevate our spiritual eyesight just as Paul did.
我所谓说教会带领的人不单只是说是教会的负责人长老执事传道而已。
And the leaders of the church are not limited to just the council members and the lay ministers.
若是我们在教会有做这个安排的工作不管我们是炊事也好，宗教教育也好，或是翻译，有做任何安排的工作，我们都是在教会里面做带领的工作。
If we make any arrangements or planning, or we teach RE or interpret, then these are all works for God.
我们要学习保罗，把我们的眼界提升啊。
We must elevate our eyesight just as Paul did.
或许外面所看到的是一些负面的事情，是一些对我们不好的事情，但是借着我们属灵眼睛的打开，我们可以把负面变成正面。
Even if people from the outside they view certain things as being negative, we must elevate our spiritual eyesight so we can turn these seemingly or these things that appear to be negative into positive things.
若是今天我们所遭遇的事情，我们所做的决定，跟我们外面的朋友、我们外面的同事所做的决定是一样的，那我们可能要再想一想。
If we go through the same decision-making process as our friends who are outside the church, then we have to reconsider our ways.
我们做决定的时候，是不是有把心中的眼睛打开，做属灵上符合圣经标准的一种决定？
When we make decisions, important decisions, we have to think about make those decisions using our spiritual eyesight, using things based on the Bible.
所以求主使我们有属灵的看见，有属灵的转变。
So may God give us a spiritual eyesight and vision.
能够来表明我们是神的用人。
To commend ourselves as workers of God.
再来保罗也教导我们一个神的用人他的服事的态度是什么。
And Paul then proceeds to teach us what is the right attitude for workers of God.
我们看哥林多后书六章十一节。
Let's turn to your 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11.
这边保罗跟我们讲得很清楚，一个神的用人服事的态度很清楚的。
So here Paul makes it certain that a worker of God should have a clear attitude.
哥林多后书六章十一节，哥林多人啊，我们向你口是张开的，心是宽宏的，请念。
11, O Corinthians, we have spoken openly to you, our heart is wide open.
这是一个服侍的态度啊，口是张开，心是宽宏的。
Speaking openly and opening our heart wide, to be wide, these are attitudes of service, in service.
啊，口是张开的哈，不是说神的工人哈，想要说什么就说什么。
And speaking openly doesn't mean we just speak whatever we want.
口是张开的哈，再根据这个保罗所教导我们哈，有两个方面，一个神的工人口要张开的。
And according to Paul's teachings, there are two ways in which we have to open our
第一个，我们对于主的话，我们口要张开。
And the first is that we have to speak openly the words of God.
所谓主的话口要张开，就是说我们要把主的福音要放胆的讲出来。
To speak openly the word of God means we have to boldly proclaim the gospel.
我们看哥林多后书六章十八节。哥林多后书六章十八节。
Second Corinthians chapter 6 verse 18.
我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女，这是全能的主说的，请念。
Verse 18, I will be father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty.
我们来看最后一句话，保罗说这是全能的主说的。
Let's put our focus on the last phrase, says the Lord Almighty.
这是全能的主说的，这是一个关键字啊。
Says the Lord Almighty is a key phrase.
第六章啊，十四节到十八节，这边保罗提到一些教会一些不圣洁的事情，我们要保守圣洁，我们要跟世俗有分别。
Verses 14 and 18, Paul mentioned some unholy things that happen in the church, and we have to keep ourselves holy in the church.
保罗在讲这一段的话的时候呢，他把主的话。把圣经上的话一五一十的没有做任何的改变的把它说出来。
In this section, Paul proclaimed the word of God without any revision or any sort of editing.
他不因为人怎么样就把这个话稍微做一些改变。
He did not make any sort of human considerations and made revisions.To the word of God.
主怎么说他就怎么说、啊、
However, the Lord said it, he said it the same way.
所以我们刚所读的十八节最后一句话保罗才强调说这是全能的主说的。
And that is why in the end of verse 18, Paul emphasizes that it is said by the Lord Almighty.
我们看哥林多前书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前铁撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
Well, let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章第四节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 4.
但神既然厌重的我们把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲，不需要讨人喜欢，乃是要讨那查验我们心的神喜欢啊！啊，今天神都厌重我们每位弟兄姊妹啊。
And today, the Lord or God has approved each one of us.
把这个福音，把神的话还托付给我们。
And He has also entrusted the gospel with all of us.
所以我们就要照样讲啊。
So we have to speak it.
我们要照样讲，主怎么说我们就怎么说，这个就是照样讲。
However, the Lord has said it, we have to say it the same way.
所以口要张开，第一个我们要把主的话放胆的说出来。
So to speak openly means we have to boldly speak the word of God.
第二个，口要张开，我们要学习保罗讲安慰的话。
And the second way in which we have to speak openly is to say comforting words.
保罗对哥林多教会那边没有办法行出道理和懊悔的人啊，保罗是一直不断的在安慰他们。
In the church in Corinth, Paul kept comforting those who were regretful and repentant.
免得他们忧愁太过。
to prevent them from having too many words.
所以我们要学习保罗来说安慰的话。
So we have to learn from Paul and speak comforting words.
我们看哥林多后书第七章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
哥林多后书第七章第五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 5.
第五节。我们从前就是到了马其顿的时候，身体也不得安宁，周围遭患难，外有征战，内有惧怕。第六节。
Six.
但那安慰丧气之人的神，借着提多来安慰的我们呐、啊，啊，我们看再看第七节。
Seven.
不但借着他来安慰他，啊。不但借着他来，也借着他从你们所得的安慰，安慰的我们，因他把你们的想念、哀动和向我的热心，都告诉了我，叫我更加欢喜啊！啊，这边提到说安慰的事情。
So here it mentions comforting things.
这边保罗说哈，他从提多得到安慰。
Here Paul said that he was comforted. Comforted by the coming of Titus.
提多又从哥林多教会得到安慰。
And Titus was received a comfort from the church in Corinth.
哥林多教会又从保罗那边得到安慰。
And then the church in Corinth received comfort from Paul.
所以这个安慰是弟兄姊妹之间互相的来安慰啊。
So this comforting is a mutual comforting between the brothers and sisters.
所以我们今天要学习保罗，我们要安慰，我们口要张开，我们要安慰我们所知道需要的弟兄姊妹。
So we have to learn from Paul today and speak comforting words like him.
我们更是要接受安慰啊。
Even more so, we have to receive comfort.
就像保罗，他安慰哥林多教会的信徒，他也接受从提多来的安慰。
Just like how Paul, he comforted the members in Corinth, but he also accepted the comfort coming from Titus.
所以神的用人，我们口要张开啊。
So as workers of God, we have to speak openly.
我们要说安慰的话。
But to speak comforting words.
保罗也讲说，我们服事的态度，第二个，我们心要宽宏。
And the second attitude Paul laid out for the worker of God is to have our hearts open.
就是我们当一个神的用人，我们的心要大。
As a workers of God, we must have a big heart.
我们要有包容，没有偏见。
We have to be tolerant and be without bias.
但是人的本性，我们是有偏见的。
But by human nature, we all have our own biases.
我们不容易包容，我们的心本来就是很狭小的。
We're often intolerant and narrow-sighted.
我们心要宽大，要怎么来宽大？
Or narrow-minded. So how can we make our hearts wider?
我们要用火来让我们的心来宽大。
We have to use a fire to open up our hearts.
这个火从哪里来？
So where does this fire come from?
圣经上教导我们，有两样的火可以让我们的心宽大。
The Bible teaches us that there are two kinds of fire that can make our hearts wide open.
第一样的火就是对真理的认识，可以让我们的心来火热。
And the first fire is we have this burning desire for the word of God and that opens our heart.
我们看路加福音二十四章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 24.
三十二节。
Verse 32.
路加福音二十四章三十二节。
Luke 24 verse 32.
他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？这边提到说两个门徒，他们在主耶稣受难的时候，他们就离开耶路撒冷了。
So here, after the Lord Jesus was persecuted, disciples left Jerusalem.
这两个门徒，但是主耶稣
and these two disciples
招回来他们，在路上在跟他们显现，跟他们讲话。
Lord Jesus had revealed to these two disciples and spoke to them on the way.
所以他们在回想的时候，他说：“哦，在路上的时候，他跟我们讲话的时候，主耶稣跟我们讲话的时候，跟我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？”
So when they were reflecting on the past, they realized that their hearts were burning when Lord Jesus was talking to them.
所以了解真理，了解主的话，可以让我们的心火热啊。
So understanding the word of God can make our hearts burn.
啊，就像当初啊，主耶稣要去要亚拿尼亚去找这个保罗，那时候还叫扫罗一样啊。
Just like how Lord Jesus asked Ananias to go find Paul, who was still named Saul at the time.
那时候保罗啊，要到大马色去抓基督徒。
At that time, Paul was on his way to Damascus to arrest some Christians.
但在路上，主耶稣光照他，他的眼睛瞎了。
On his way there, Lord Jesus shown him a really bright light and blinded him.
主耶稣要亚拿尼亚到保罗住的地方，按手在保罗的身上，让保罗能可以看见。
Lord Jesus wanted Ananias to go over to where Paul was staying at the time to lay hands on him.
但是亚拿尼亚起初很犹豫啊。
Yet Ananias was hesitant at first.
他跟主讲说：“这个人不是到处来捉拿基督徒，这个迫害基督徒的人吗？”
Ananias asked Lord Jesus, "Isn't this Paul the one who goes around to arrest Christians?"
亚拿尼亚心里面犹豫，很怀疑他。不怎么想去。
Ananias was really worried on the inside, and he kind of refused to go.
但是他后来顺服神的旨意，顺服主的旨意啊。
But he later submitted to the calling of God.
他来认识主对他讲的这些话。
And he started to understand what the Lord had spoken to him.
了解之后，他的心就宽大了。
After he had understood, then his heart's
他的心对保罗就没有偏见了。
His heart widened, and then he no longer had a bias.
所以他就找到当初在逼迫他们的保罗啊。
And as he started to pray for the Paul who had been persecuting the Christians.
并且来接纳保罗。
And also accepted Paul.
按手在他身上，并且为他受洗啊。
Lay hands on him and also baptized him.
所以对主的话的认识啊，对真理的了解，可以是让我们的心宽宏，让我们的心宽大。
So understanding the word of God and the truth can widen our heart.
所以今天我们弟兄姊妹，我们要成为一个神的好的工人，我们要在道理上要多多认识啊。
Therefore, for brothers and sisters today, if we want to become good workers of God,we have to put effort into understanding His word.
因为了解神的话，会让我们的心宽宏，让我们的心宽大。
Because understanding His word can widen our heart.
这样我们做主的工，才不会叫人家有妨碍。
So that when we do the work of God, we do not hinder other people.
再来啊，我们的心怎么样宽大呢？
And then, in what other ways can we widen our heart?
我们看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书五章十四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14。
哥林多后书五章十四节，原来基督的爱激励我们呐、啊！啊，这边保罗提到他的一种感受啊，他给我们一种分享见证，基督的爱激励了他。
So here, Paul testifies how the love of Christ had compelled him.
基督的爱激励他，让他的心能够宽大。
The love of Christ compelled him and allowed his heart to widen.
所以在十六节，保罗在讲说哈，我们以前是凭着外貌来认人，现在不再凭着外貌来认人了。
So here Paul also says that in the former days he used to recognize people by their appearance, but he no longer did that.
所以神的爱，神爱的感动。可以让我们的心宽大。
So when we are moved and compelled by the love of Christ, then our hearts can widen.
所以有时候我们弟兄姊妹多多少少都有体会神的爱啊。当神的爱临到我们的时候，我们被神的爱所激动的时候，我们会觉得说我们的心是宽大的。
But today, we might have the same feeling when we are touched by the love of God, we can feel our heart widening.
我们以前所计较的，或者是我们钻牛角尖的一些事情，因为神的爱的激动，我们不再认为这些是重要的事情了。
And all the trivial arguments, all the trivial bickering we had back in the days, we start to realize they are really they are unimportant.
有时候我们听到弟兄姊妹的见证，神的爱在他们身上，神的爱感动他们，我们听了之后，我们也觉得说，我们也是受到神的爱激励啊。
And when we hear brothers and sisters testify about how they've been touched by the love of God, then we are also at the same time compelled by the love of Christ.
所以有时候我们听弟兄姊妹的见证，很重要，因为会让我们的心也宽大。
And that is why it is important to listen to testimonies because this is also a way in which we can widen our hearts.
巴拿巴就是一个很好的例子。
And Barnabas is a good example of this.
当初保罗到耶路撒冷要去见这些使徒的时候，没有人理他。
When Paul was on one time on the way to Jerusalem to meet the saints, nobody was out to accept him.
因为大家还不能够接受他，不能够接纳他。他当初怎么样逼迫他们，他们心里面还记得很清楚。
It was because Paul had persecuted them, so they were still unable to accept him and host him.
但是巴拿巴他接纳保罗。
But Barnabas accepted and hosted Paul.
并且把保罗所遭遇神怎么样来拣选他，神的恩典、神的爱在他身上的这些见证，巴拿巴也见证给当时耶路撒冷的这些门徒跟使徒们。
Barnabas also testified about how Paul had been moved by God to all the saints and apostles in Jerusalem.
巴拿巴会把保罗的见证给他们分享，因为他也是因为保罗的见证来受到感动，受到神爱的激励啊。
Barnabas shared Paul's testimony because he had been touched by the testimony and also compelled by the love of Christ.
因为神的爱的激励让巴拿巴的心宽大了，让巴拿巴也受到神的爱所感动了。
Because Barnabas was compelled by the love of Christ, he was able to share the testimony.
不但是巴拿巴，在耶路撒冷那些听到的门徒，他们因为这样子受到神爱的激励啊，心也宽大了。
It was not just Barnabas himself and all the apostles and saints who heard the testimony, their hearts were also touched.
他们能够接纳保罗成为他们里面的一份子。
And after that, they were able to accept Paul as one of them.
所以若是我们能够被神爱所激励，我们的心就会宽大。
So if we're able to be compelled by the love of Christ, then our heart can widen.
所以我们在日常生活当中，我们要经常去体会神的爱。
So in your daily life, let's try to experience the love of God.
不但是以我们自己的感受，我们也听弟兄姊妹的见证，让我们的心能够宽大。
And let us also not limit ourselves to our own feelings, but also listen to the testimonies of others, so our heart can widen even more.
所以神所用的人啊，他的心是宽大的。
So those who are used by God, all of their heart are the wide.
对真理的认识，对神的爱的激励的感动，可以让我们的心宽大。
Understanding the scripture and also being compelled by the love of God can widen our heart.
所以我们平常的祷告，我们要去注重啊。
And these are what we have to put emphasis on in our daily prayer.
有圣灵的帮助，我们才能够多多了解神的道理。
Only by the power of the Holy Spirit can we understand more the Scripture.
有圣灵的帮助，我们才能够去体会、去了解神的爱在我们的身上。
And only by the guidance of the Holy Spirit can we start to feel the love that God has for us.
所以今天早上我们学习啊，不可徒受主的恩典。
So this morning we study to not receive the grace of God in vain.
我们弟兄姊妹大大小小，我们从出生一开始都领受主很多的恩典。
So brothers and sisters, young and old, we all have received the blessings of God since our birth.
我们要回报主的恩典。
We must repay His grace.
保罗他怎么样回报主的恩典？
How did Paul repay the grace of God?
第一个，他凡事不叫人有妨碍。
The first thing was he gave no offense in all things.
他宁可牺牲自己的权力自由，不让弟兄来跌倒。
He would rather sacrifice his own power and freedom to prevent his brethren from stumbling.
第二个，他成为一个神，成为主所用的人。
And secondly, he was a worker used by God.
他的心，他的口是宽大的，他的口是张开的，他的心是宽大的。
He spoke openly with his mouth, and his heart were wide.
好，我们来唱诗八十九首。
Let us all sing hymn 89.
我唱四节。
Let us sing four verses.
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢神，我们现在做结束的祷告。
And thank God, we're going to now make the concluding prayer.
我们在祷告当中也求主让我们每一个人知道怎么样来回报主的恩典。
In our prayer, let us ask God to help each of us so that we all know how to repay His grace.
每一个人的回报的方式不一样。
And each of us would repay the grace of God in different ways.
但是我们可以用保罗回报神的方式，回报主恩典的方式，我们做一个参考。
But we can use the way in which Paul had repaid the grace of God as a suggestion.
若是可以的话，我们可以把保罗回报神的方式成为我们回报神的方式啊。
And if we can, we can use the ways he used to be the way that in which we repay God's grace.
这样做会让神大大的喜悦。
And this is, if we do this, then this is something that God would find great delight in.
因为有时候我们回报神的方式不一定是合乎神旨意的。
Because many times, the way in which we repay his grace may not be the way he finds delight in.
但是圣上所教导我们的都是神的旨意，神所喜悦的方式。
But everything the Bible teaches is the way God delights in and the way that's according to his will.
我们感谢神，我们的学生灵恩会，我们音乐营到昨天这连续好几个礼拜，我们到昨天到一个段落。
And thank God, so we had the student spiritual convocation and also followed by music camp, which concluded last night.
我们也求感谢主过去几个礼拜的保守跟带领。
And we thank God for his guidance and his protection throughout the past few weeks.
我们到七月底的时候，我们还有两个礼拜的这个青年的神训班这也是我们回报神一个很好的机会。
And also at the end of this month, we'll have the National Youth Theological Seminar, which is also a good way that we can repay God's grace.
有时候在疫情当中要在教会里面办活动从 外人的角度来看，似乎是非常冒险，似乎是非常会让我们有一些损害的一个事情。
Holding a church event in person during a pandemic, to people outside the church might seem really risky, and maybe even something harmful.
但是我们要从属灵的眼光来看这件事情啊。
But we have to look at this matter with using a spiritual perspective and eyesight.
我们在主里面我们这样的回报神神会大大的喜悦。
And if we repay God's grace in such manner, then this is something that He would find delight in.
神会带领保守我们所做的一切的工作。
And God will guide us and preserve us in the work we do for Him.
我们一起来跪下祷告。
And let us kneel down and pray in one accord.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。